For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, be not, as the hypocrites, of a sad countenance. For they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. When you fast, anoint your head, and wash your face, that you appear not unto men to fast, but unto your Father who sees in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, shall reward you openly. Matthew chapter 6 verse 14-18. Then came to Jesus the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast? Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn, as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then they shall fast. No man puts a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up takes from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine run out and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Matthew chapter 9 verse 14-17. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus is not calling us to old patterns with new labels. He is revealing a new way, a way of the heart, a way of truth, a way of the spirit. In Him, fasting is no longer an outward ritual, but an inward devotion. Forgiveness is no longer optional. It is the evidence that we ourselves have been forgiven. The old garment of religious appearance cannot contain the new cloth of kingdom life. The old wineskins of self-righteous performance will burst if we try to pour the new wine of the Spirit into them. Jesus is the bridegroom. He has come. He was taken. And now He has risen. We fast not in mourning, but in longing, hungering for more of Him. We forgive, because we have been forgiven. We live not to be seen by men, but to be known by the Father, who sees in secret and rewards with eternal life. Let the old be torn away. Let the new be poured in. Let Christ be everything. For the Father sees. The bridegroom has come. And the kingdom is now.